Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to Trish in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live, Trish.
Oh, hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hey.
What a pleasure. I was curious. I wanted to ask your feeling on the open border.
Oh, okay.
Between us and Mexico, the fact that it's wide open, how you feel about that?
Well, when you say it's wide open, do you mean it's wide open like the border we have with Canada?
Just
about every other country has with every other country?
No, I mean wide open where we have literally thousands, millions actually every year just flooding in by masses into the nation on our south. I wanted to share with you some of the problems we're having in our little Boise, Idaho as a result of the illegals.
And what are those?
Oh, God, you guys, I'm telling you, it's getting to the point where you feel unsafe. You feel frightened to be out after dark.
Really?
Oh, my God. They're taking over all the construction type of, you know, painting jobs, landscaping,
whoa,
that kind of thing.
That's really scary, huh?
Oh, I'll
boy, that could
you,
really hurt somebody.
Well, the thing is a friend of ours told us he used to be a painter, and about a year ago he was painting for this man. They were all legal, you know, Americans that were working for him at that time. He went back to work for this gentleman about a month ago. And there were 16 workers, and 14 of them were illegals.
And what did they do? Did they paint someone's house the wrong color?
No. The problem is he went over to visit them, one of his coworkers at an apartment. There were 30 of them in a two-bedroom apartment with sleeping bags all over the floor. These individuals are involved in meth. They're involved in stealing IDs.
Sorry, hold on just a sec. Ian, don't.
Hold on.
Listen,
oh, it's bad.
Hold on just a second. I understand what you're saying. The immigrants that come across the border, illegal ones especially, are likely to be poor. Poor people are likely to commit crimes, especially crimes that have to do with drugs, because you can make money quickly.
Absolutely.
So I would say that that's a drug war issue, not an immigrant issue. Okay?
But it becomes an immigrant issue when they come in here and they put their foot over the border.
I'm sorry, but how dare you accuse all illegal immigrants of being involved in meth and drug dealing and that sort of thing? I mean, you've got
Here's the point. I can't go to any other country and just walk into it and then stand there and demand rights.
Okay.
What in the world is going on?
Well, first of all, rights.
You absolutely could do that in Canada and Mexico, a couple of. Well,
and you know why that is? Because we're now the North American Union. We're no longer the United States.
No, that hasn't happened quite yet. Sorry about that.
And our elected officials, they're not protecting us.
Look, so far you've told me, hold on a second, I want you to come back to why it is that you don't feel safe in Idaho.
Oh,
you've told me that there are Mexicans working on paint crews.
Oh my God, I can tell you why.
That doesn't seem very unsafe
to
me.
We can hit a mini mart and there'll be a carload of, you can tell by the way they're dressed, by their demeanor, that these are illegals. They're everywhere.
Okay,
that
doesn't
make any sense at all.
Well, neither do many people that are legal that come into this country. And
do you
from Mexico.
These people don't even read and write, many of them, their own language.
Do you understand
that they bring in leprosy and tuberculosis?
Oh, God, here's the leprosy. Tell me the news story about leprosy and not some crackpot website.
This is our country and this
Wait, stop the jingoistic crap. Now, hold on. What does the Emma Lazarus poem on the Statue of Liberty say? Give us your poor.
Yes, and when they came in Ellis Island, they were taken care of. They came in legally. They were medically checked for disease.
Okay,
Wait.
They were medically checked for disease. They came in legally.
Absolutely.
The laws were different at that time. Essentially, what they did, they brought you onto Ellis Island. They held you for 3 to 5 days to make sure you didn't have any kind of communicable diseases. They screwed up your name and they shipped you right out the door. And bam, you're an American.
They didn't
do
that.
Not a citizen, but that's what it was like.
That's if you came into Ellis Island. There was all kinds of other places you could land, and none of that stuff would happen.
And those
Mark.
Things didn't happen at the necessarily if you didn't land in New York City.
Right, and we're all okay,
well, I guess,
aren't we?
Sir, the point is, if I wanted to live in a third world country, I'd pack up and go move to one. This was the United States, a very great place to live, but that is no longer becoming the case. And if we can defend the borders of Iraq and cannot defend the borders of the United States, there is a problem. There's a problem why there's resistance.
Now, what are we defending the borders against the United States of the United States against?
Oh my God!
I don't see the hordes coming across with their swords
nice
drawn.
People. But many of these people belong to drug cartels and
gangs.
Oh,
God, stop it with the drug cartels. Americans belong to drug cartels. Do you want to pull the citizenship of anybody who's been convicted of a drug crime?
We have problems right here at home.
That's right. So you want to add to the problem.
One of our problems is a shrinking economy.
You know what? A third of Mexico's citizens are now here. And instead of Mexico and their president taking care of the situation, they are gladly pushing them right into our country.
Okay,
and
let me slow you down here. All right, Mark's had his chance with you, Trish. Now, I'd like to try to understand where you're coming from on this. Let me see if I understand. You say that you're scared in the streets of Idaho because Mexicans are living together and painting houses?
Aliens are everywhere. And with
stop for a moment, okay? People can't be illegal. Stop. People are just people, all right? There's no illegal people.
Once they come in illegally.
No, sorry, sweetie.
Just
there's some laws, some stuff some bureaucrats wrote down on a piece of paper that you sort of hold real close to your heart is really important, but those people aren't doing anything wrong. They're just trying to make a better life for themselves. Now, I understand that a lot of people are concerned about the welfare issue.
Making a better life for themselves. So if I have to go to the emergency at the hospital, I would have to stand in line for 2 or 3 days to see a doctor because the illegals are given precedence.
Right.
Why are illegals giving you precedence over you?
Apparently, you aren't doing the research because hospitals
are
closing.
Trish. Let me explain a little something to you. With the hospital situation that you're bringing up, that is directly caused by legislation, laws, which you love so much, your laws. Your laws are mandating that hospitals take everybody that walk through the doors.
Right. Do you think hospitals want to treat people that can't pay?
So, therefore, what happens, Trish? I'm going to paint a little picture for you, and I want you to tell me how you feel about it. Mm-hmm. What would happen if we ended government welfare? If we got rid of the laws that mandated that hospitals take everybody that walked through the door? What if we got rid of those laws, got rid of the welfare system, and ended the war on drugs? So therefore, there would be no more drug cartels. Mm-hmm. How would you feel about immigrants at that point?
I still believe they should come in legally, and I'm a firm believer in responsibility.
So obviously you love the laws in this country. Do you think that the
not
immigration
all of them,
laws?
Sir.
Do,
not
do
all
you think
of them.
That the immigration? Oh,
I'm not for abortion.
Okay.
I'm not for gay marriage.
Okay.
No,
wait a minute.
Like
those laws are sacred. Wait a minute. Those laws are important to our society. Without those laws, we'd crumble.
What laws are you referring to?
The abortion laws. It's obviously been codified by some fat legislator some damn where,
right.
Whether it's Boise or Washington, D.C.
I think it's interesting.
I don't think it matters at all, but you're holding the one law as important and the other law as bad.
Right.
I see the anti-immigrant legislation that we have as bad, Trish.
Anti-immigrant, the one that was recently in the House?
Right, Trish, free people should be able to cross free borders. Freedom.
Why don't we just
That's
get rid of
I
them?
Mean.
How about this? How about we get rid of welfare? How about we get rid of the laws mandating hospitals take everybody? How about we get rid of the war on drugs and we abolish the immigration bureaucracies, tear up all the laws in regards to immigration, and just let people cross borders freely? How's that sound, Trish?
You know, because, you know, our founders of this country said that the Constitution and freedom would only work for a moral people. They were unified in their thinking. They were unified in their
Excuse
language.
Excuse me. Slow down
and
a moment.
Whoa.
Trish, who is to decide? Wait a minute, Mark. Who is to decide who is moral and who is not, Trish?
Well, I can tell you the way this country was birthed was upon Judeo-Christianity, whether you like it or not, was.
The founders sure didn't like those Pennsylvania German people that they had out there. I mean,
also many of the founders were deists, not Judeo-Christians as well. And you know what, Trish, if you'll hold on, there may be some people that want to talk to you, because we've been kind of battling with you here in this first segment, and we've just sort of gotten started, and I know people are interested in talking to people like you, Trish, or at least our listeners are, so the toll-free number for you if you want to get on with Trish. Trish, will you hang on for us? I sure hope so. 800-259-9231. This is an important issue, this immigration thing. A lot of people just don't get it. Like Trish. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-440-1491. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-440-1491. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-440-1491.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away, archives included. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. So go get them for free, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
freetalklive.org.
Now then, we're back with Trish from Idaho. Trish, appreciate you holding on. I'm curious, before we continue our conversation here, you had obviously never heard us discuss immigration before. Is this your first time listening to the show?
I've listened to you a couple of times, and today I had you on, and I kind of got the impression that you were completely for people just coming into the country.
Yeah, well, because I'm for freedom, baffled. Trish. See, I'm for freedom. I'm for the liberty in a free country.
And this is the surest way to lose it. Surest way to lose it.
Why is that, Trish?
Oh, my God. Well, in Los Angeles right now, there was a reporter down there that within 2 hours had been hit upon to be able to purchase fake passports, driver's license, identifications, illegal, you know, activities of that nature. And when this kind of stuff is going on, it is going to cost all of our freedoms because it's
Hold on, the making of fake passports is going to cost us our freedom?
Oh, God, yes, because you're going to have to identify who these people really are.
A passport is just a piece of paper made up by the government in order to, you know, to favor one person over another.
Does it bother you for someone to steal your identity? Apparently not.
People,
but one day you may have to
now,
stand
you said
up
fake.
And
you didn't
DNA
say, you didn't
to
say
prove
stolen.
Who you are.
You said fake. You didn't say stolen.
Yeah,
I
there's a difference.
I mean,
these are created, and they look like the real thing.
Well, it's okay as far as I'm concerned to make Confederate, you know, government documents in order to be able to get by the officious bureaucrats and their stupid little rules. But when you steal someone else's identity and that's something entirely different.
Right, and there are plenty of regular Americans who are out there stealing people's identities.
Absolutely,
I'd like to point that out.
But
by the way, Trish, it seems to me...
When we've got our own problems, why do you think it's okay to bring 30 million people in here when I would say that government estimates that 10% were serious lawbreakers. I mean, these were rapists and murderers and you know, my God. Okay, we don't need that. We don't need that in our
community. If 10% of 20 million people were murderers and rapists, there'd be a huge rape and murder epidemic
there
in
is.
This country, ma'am.
And you're not doing the research, because if you were, you would
that
see it.
Is, I'm
see
sorry.
It.
That's that same,
I see it.
That's that same propaganda that,
it's
that you're
not
reading.
Propaganda,
you're choosing.
I'm a truth
you're
seeker,
picking and choosing.
And
you're
I'm
saying
not a
that a bunch of murdering,
okay?
raping lepers are coming across the border.
Oh, yes, they are. In fact,
no,
there's a leprosy
that's
colony.
Nuts, Trish.
There's a leprosy colony.
If that was the case, then in fact we would all know about it.
I mean, you wouldn't.
It sounds like the Night of the Living Dead down there at the border, and they're just coming across looking for the brains.
Do you think CNN and Fox News is going to tell you this? You got another thing coming.
Why wouldn't they?
This is planned by design.
What are you talking about? Why wouldn't they?
It'd
be great for ratings.
It's planned by design. It's meant to bring this country to its
knees. Oh, now there's a conspiracy behind it, right? You're going
to
tell me the NWO is behind all this?
I don't know if you realize it, but governments of the world have operated by conspiracy since the beginning of time.
So hold on a second. So you want the government, the people that you believe are conspirators, you want the government to keep the immigrants out? How's that going
to
work,
Trish?
To
enforce the laws.
But you just told me they're conspirators, Trish.
Do you know how the legal... The people who have stood in line and have waited, some, have gone through hoops to become legal citizens, how they must feel.
They must
they
feel abused.
They must feel
effort.
Raped by the system because the system's awful.
They must feel like they've just been taken as suckers.
No, we're the suckers,
I mean, to pay the
friend.
Tens of thousands of dollars it costs in order to become a citizen
because
of this country.
When the day comes, you really don't care who your neighbor is. You don't care who you run into at a grocery store. You don't care what kind of illegal activities are going on in your streets. We've completely lost it. This
Trish,
is insanity.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Trish, should I be able to choose my neighbors?
You know, sir, there was a time, I was born in the 50s, and there was a time when we had a common language. There was a time when we had common values.
Are we speaking Esperanto, Trish?
Trish, you're talking about you grew up in the 50s. Hold on, Trish, hold on. You made a statement, and let me talk to that statement. Okay, you grew up in the 50s. In your little neighborhood, they spoke English, and they were all lily white. I understand that. But there were other neighborhoods right here in this country where they spoke Italian, they spoke Czech, they spoke Pole.
And English.
They were black people. Hold on. Are you saying that Italians, Czechs, and Poles came to this country with the ability to speak the language, Trish?
No, at that time they had to learn English because
they
unified
people. What did they do? Did they stay at these border station buildings until they learned English?
They needed to learn English because it is the nation's language.
Hold on. It's still the nation's language. And
language unifies us. We cannot communicate
Trish,
with one another
Trish,
when there's
Trish,
30 different
look,
languages.
There's been all kinds of immigrants coming from all kinds of places, living
right.
in little enclaves, speaking
yes.
their native tongue, and but their kids, they learn English, and then their kids, they all don't even know their native tongue. I don't
right.
speak German, although my aunt, my grandma Pauline came over on a boat.
Right.
So that's what's going to happen. What he's explaining to you, Trish, is that this is a natural process. When you let people come here, they naturally want to learn English.
No,
we spoke with an immigrant last night, Trish.
Trish. It's serious lawbreaking, though. It's
Trish.
The kind of lawbreaking to put our lives
Wait,
in danger.
What lawbreaker are you talking about, Trish?
Sir, do you understand?
What lawbreaking are you referring to, Trish?
People can't leave their dogs out because these people will eat them.
Outrageous. You are outrageous.
We forgot the part. It was just lepers, and now it's murdering, raping, dog-eating lepers.
Amazing. I don't even, I mean, what else
wow.
can you say to this?
This is outrageous.
Sure
Trish, you are putting the J in jingoist.
Trish, we're going to let you talk to, we've got Buck that wants to talk to you. Buck on the line from Montana, listening on KGEZ. You're on with Trish.
Nice talk to you folks.
Hey, what's on your mind, Buck?
Already, just a couple things. First of all, the young lady that is speaking, she is very wise, and she knows what in the hell is going on.
All right, Buck, we'll come back with you. Hang
second...
on, put Buck back on hold. I don't want to have a love
you
fest here.
Throw him off the air.
He's
off the air. Well, he'll get his chance.
We're going to come back to Buck. We'll talk with Buck separately here, but we just want to finish up with you here real quick, Trish. Look. You seem to just not really care that much about... Trish, I just want to get a question
so
out here
much.
Without you blabbering.
I care so much. I've
you want a big government, don't you, Trish?
Research,
Trish, you want a
not.
Big government in America, don't you?
You're going to wake up one day
Trish,
and you're going to
can answer the question? Do you want a big government in America or what? Do you want a big government in America? Yes or no?
Oh, I don't want government. My God. No, the government's not our friend. They're not protecting us.
Why do you look for... Who do you want to keep the immigrants out, Trish? Santa Claus?
Good grief.
Who's going to keep
it's
out
It's a serious question.
Who is going to possibly keep out the immigrants that you hate?
You know,
the dog-eating, leprosytic immigrants.
But the agents that really do this job, are some of them have been thrown into prison because they really are
You are out
to
of your mind, Trish. Thank you for the call. I can't stand it anymore. They can't get a straight answer out of her. She believes they're
incarcerating Border Patrol agents for doing their jobs.
It's insanity. 1-800-259-9231. And so she believes government is the problem, but she believes government is the solution. Huh? Maybe Buck can explain it a little more lucidly. We'll try him coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The show is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is FreeTalkLive.com. And some of those features include updates. You just get signed up. We clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the program. Head over to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Let's go ahead and go to the phones and talk to Buck again in Montana. You're back on Free Talk Live, Buck.
Well, thank you.
All right, go ahead and make the point you were making earlier.
Well, the point that I was trying to make is, what do people do not understand about the word illegal? You enter this country illegal.
I think the word illegal.
Wait, let him go.
Yeah, go ahead.
And to me, it is that basic and that simple.
Well, Buck,
if you've got to make your statement.
Now I want to go into it.
Come through the front door.
I hear that. Now you're just backing up the thing you've said before. You've made your statement is that you think it's that simple. It's as simple as legal and illegal. Now, my question to you would be this.
I have a lot of personal friends that waited years.
Okay, that's a different point. That's a different point. Let's take them. We're going
to
go point by point, Buck. That's a different point, and we can address that one next. The first point is, it's legal, and that's important. Now, my question to you would be, they gassed Jews legally in Germany. Was that a good law?
Well, I don't know. I don't live in Germany.
Come on.
You don't know?
You don't know whether it was a good idea to gas Jews? You don't know whether it was a good idea to incarcerate Japanese Americans during World War II?
Well, what does that have to do with them crossing the borders of the United States of America?
I'm making a point, and I'm drawing a parallel, and it's a clear parallel, and you're dodging it.
Jews were illegal in Germany.
The question is, do good people disobey bad laws, Buck?
No.
Good people do not disobey bad laws?
Criminals dodge the law.
Buck, wait a second. In some states, now I know you're from Montana, and I suspect you'll answer in a certain manner on this. What if they outlawed guns in your state? Would you turn yours in, Buck?
Oh, absolutely, in a minute.
You would? Well,
yeah.
I'm sorry. You're a fascist.
Yeah,
bye.
You're pathetic, Buck.
One from my dead fingers, of course.
Well, then, look, they did that in New York.
Well,
are the New Yorkers, are their Second Amendment rights, is that good or bad, Buck? I mean, the fact is, there's a law, it's illegal to own a gun in New York. Is it good or bad?
What does a gun law have to do with immigration?
Because good people disobey bad laws, Buck. And I want you to admit it. You know it's
no,
true.
No, what I want you to tell me is what...
I'm not saying that immigration is or is not a bad thing. I'm saying that we need a foundation to build on here, Buck. And you
We've
were building
on
the foundation
on
that it's illegal, and I want to make sure that you and I are on the same page, which is that page
okay,
is
you wanna,
good
you wanna
people
mix it
disobey
up.
Bad
it
laws.
With you. When was the last time, and I'm familiar with this because I've traveled the states and I have had the misfortune of being in other countries. When was the last time that you walked your dog on the streets of Laredo, Texas?
I don't have a dog, and
well,
I don't believe I've ever been to Laredo.
You go down there, and you put your dog on a leash, and you walk your dog on the streets of Laredo.
What's the relevance?
If you make it a block without getting shot, and your dog getting eaten, you're one lucky dude.
You also
believe that immigrants want to eat people's dogs, Buck?
Well, I'll tell you what. You walk the streets of Laredo and see if you find a stray dog, and now you let me know.
Oh, wait a minute.
Well,
I've never heard this before.
This is the most outrageous claim I've ever heard.
Go down there.
The leprosy dog eating immigrants.
I'm tired of this. What, you people don't understand what the word illegal means. And then you bring up New York. We went over that, Buck.
In New York, the people that own guns are illegal.
The next thing it'll be hurricanes, and the next thing it'll be something else. You bring up the cotton picking issue, and you won't bring up the basic part of the issue.
Right.
The fact is, you can't, and it is illegal. You cannot enter this country unless you enter through the front gate legally.
Now, hold on, Buck.
And what
we went over this.
I just listened to you, Buck. He doesn't listen to you, Mark.
I kicked the legs out up from underneath that argument, and you wouldn't even engage me on it. You make me sick. You're going right back to it and calling these people illegal. Now, do good people disobey bad laws or
Yes or no?
You're talking about a lawbreaker like a common criminal?
Answer the damn question. Buck, answer the question. Do good people disobey bad laws?
Do good people disobey bad laws?
The first time I think that's the first time he's actually comprehended your question. That is the question, Buck. You've got it now.
Don't test my sanity.
Yes or no, Buck? Yes or no?
Well, laws are broken every day.
You didn't answer the question, Buck.
Well, I answered the question as best as you could give it to me.
Look, I have asked you in several iterations, was it good to gash the Jews in Germany? Because it was certainly legal. Was it good to incarcerate the Japanese Americans during World War II? Because it was certainly legal. Was it good to kick the Indians off of their land, lie to them again and again about the contracts that we signed with them? Because it was certainly legal. Is it good in New York that they have taken away the people's right to bear arms?
Is it good? Leave our borders open.
Goodbye, Buck. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
There's no foundation there.
I couldn't have done that any better. You did a great job, Mark.
The point that he called in on was that it is illegal for them to be here, and then he would not engage me on whether or not good people disobey bad laws.
Well, you see, the thing is, he doesn't want to admit that he would disobey laws that he disagreed with. He touched on it with the gun thing. He touched on the fact that, oh, you could pry my gun from my dead hands. He wouldn't. He claimed he'd turn over his guns once he was dead and all that. So, yeah, it's clear that Buck, like most Americans, picks and chooses the laws that he agrees with. Picks and chooses the laws that he obeys and disobeys. I mean, how many Americans speed? Most Americans speed when they get on the road, and they don't think anything of it. In fact, they'd probably like to speed a little bit more, but they're kind of afraid.
I'm not sure that most Americans consider speeding laws.
It's breaking the law.
They do break the law when it's convenient for them, but at the same time, that's not the question I was asking him.
No, I'm just pointing out that it seems to me that Americans pick and choose the laws they want to obey.
Absolutely.
And therefore, on the other hand, they also pick and choose the laws that are critically important to them that other people must obey. So it's okay for Buck to disobey the gun laws and to disobey whatever other laws that he wants to disobey, but if those people are disobeying the immigration laws, then bring the axe down on them. That's sort of the attitude.
Well, that's another point entirely, is that most people disobey laws that are inconvenient for them, and Yeah, that,
which is exactly what the immigrants are
doing.
That's
your point.
They're disobeying the laws that are inconvenient to them, but Buck is outraged by that fact.
Well, that and they're eating dogs, apparently.
That's
you know, I don't know whether or not, I'm sure that there are neighborhoods in the world, I know there are neighborhoods in the world where they eat animals that they can catch, and if those animals happen to be stray animals, then, you know, so it is. Although, it seemed to me that I've been around the world and been in many, many countries, and there's a lot of stray cats around. I don't understand
why they're not eating them.
Yeah, why aren't they eating the cats?
Maybe there's any law against it. Let's go to Chris in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Chris.
You want me to answer that question?
Please.
All right.
Can we reverse the question?
As far as good people breaking bad laws, first of all, who's to decide what's a bad law? Second of all, I believe if it's a bad law that infringes upon the liberties of everybody, then you're a patriot if you break it.
Okay, good.
All right. Now,
who decides whether a law is bad is you have to decide for yourself from a moral standpoint whether a law is bad or not.
That's right. But you know what? You can't base that decision on selfish reasons. You know what I'm saying? You know,
uh-huh.
if it's like you know, if I want to eat my neighbor's dog, I don't. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean I have to break the law and eat my neighbor's dog.
You have to defend that from a moral basis. You have to defend that from a moral basis. But I would say to you, I would posit to you, and I don't know which side of the immigration issue you're on. I know that 80%
Well, we're going to get to that.
I know that 80% of Americans are on the other side of where I am. I understand that I am in the minority. I would say that the immigration, you know, the immigration laws that we have out there are intended entirely to be one-sided, you know, for by unionist, protectionist individuals.
Chris, hang on. We'll bring you back. You've got more. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to Dave, Eric, and Jimmy, and whoever else is on the line. 800-259-9231. Talking about the law, immigration, or whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark?
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can shop with us in two ways. One, you can buy some Free Talk Live merchandise at the Free Talk Live store at store.freetalklive.com. We've got shirts, we've got hats, we've got hoodies. We've got a whole bunch of stuff. The Free Talk Live 2GB multi-gadget DVD archive collector sets and more, flags even. All that at store.freetalklive.com. And for everything else you need in life, go to amazon.freetalklive.com. When you place an order through amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a percentage. Now, before we continue here, Mark, you've been doing a pretty good job. You've sort of been dominating the conversations with the callers about immigration. You've been doing a good job.
I am, after all, a super genius.
I want to point something out before we go back to the phones here. Just a lot of people have been talking about the law, the law, the law, and that's inevitably what you hear from these anti-immigration people. Is, well, they're illegal. I'm all right with them coming here legally, which, of course, involves application processes, application fees, a variety of other fees, visa fees, 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 application paperwork, paperwork fees. Look, the law that I follow is natural law. That is the irrevocable law. That is the one that man did not write, and it's very simple. It just simply says you don't harm others. You don't bring harm to others. That's the law.
Written laws have always been the cudgel of those in power.
Right, and I don't care for written laws. I have no respect for written laws whatsoever. So with that in mind, let's go back to the phones and talk to Chris in West Virginia. You're back on Free Talk Live.
Okay, you guys know I've called in before. I used to live up there in Boston and all that, so that's why my accent doesn't fit West Virginia.
Okay.
Anyway, but I've had a chance. I've had an opportunity to be in neighborhoods that where the signs have been changed from English to Spanish or whatever. Anyway, I want to get back to this thing. I'm a libertarian also, but where you guys are concerned, I'm a small L libertarian. And, personal liberty, you're right. The definition of liberty is freedom to the extent where you don't harm or injure anyone else.
That's right.
But not everybody has that responsibility. They don't, there's also a moral and personal responsibility that comes with that liberty, and not everybody exercises that. And you can't just open the borders, and this is what I'm saying, and before you decide to tear me apart like you did Trish, okay?
Oh my God, Trish was talking,
borders,
hold on, Trish was talking about leprositic dog-eating murderers and rapists coming across the border.
Okay, wait
a minute,
86%, 86% of the warrants for murder in Phoenix, Arizona are for illegal immigrants. Okay, that is a fact from the Phoenix newspaper. And, there's other statistics out there.
Is it illegal immigrants or immigrants from Mexico?
They are illegal immigrants from Mexico.
Because I find often they don't distinguish.
They are illegal immigrants from Mexico. The statistics are specific on that. And
so why do you think it is? Why do you think it is that we draw so many murderers and rapists from Mexico?
I don't know, but
is it because Mexicans are inherently murderers and rapists?
I've been online, and I'll tell you right now, I've been on some forums, and I've been head on with some of these the La Raza people, and it just, you know, they're basically rhinos. They're pretending to be conservatives when really they're pushing this this liberal amnesty immigration agenda and the North American Union and all that stuff. I'm being labeled as a protectionist and an isolationist and a Dixiecrat socialist because I live in the South. Now, there's you can't just open the borders, let in all the bad apples and the good apples, right? And without any protection whatsoever. Because that's going to bring about a police state as well.
Well, now, hold on a second, Chris.
You know, under our current system, the only people that cross borders are outlaws. When you outlaw border crossing, only outlaws cross borders. So you realize that you've created...
Only outlaws ride motorcycles when they're outlaws, too.
You do realize that you've created this whole 20 million illegal problem. I mean, it's the people that are a little more willing to come across the border. I don't see why a murderer would be willing to come across the border. To me, those people are generally lazy and would want to stay in Mexico.
Well, you know, if they're being run out of Mexico,
why would they be run out of Mexico?
They have more rights here. The police are ordered by the feds to let them go.
What are you talking about? For murder?
When they get pulled over on the side of the road, okay, when illegal immigrants get pulled over, the police are encouraged to let them go.
That is completely incorrect, right?
No. No.
I'm telling you that's incorrect. When
it's
police pull over a carload of immigrants and they are not able to produce papers, they are taken to jail, sir.
No, they are encouraged. Like, I have an article, Ohio County Sheriff.
I don't care about your stinking article. I'm telling you what the truth is.
Okay, you know what's happening all around the country from your little place in Keene, New Hampshire, which you call rural America.
Well, you're presupposing that you do.
I've been around a little bit. Yeah,
I've been in 44 states and 13 countries. Don't give me that I've been somewhere crap.
I haven't stayed there long enough to notice any of this stuff.
You know what?
God.
You can bring up whatever.
Why does my geographic location even matter? I could be in Phoenix making this argument. Would that make my argument in any way more valid?
It's like this lady that Trish that called in, and just to call in and tell you about some of the things that have been going on around her community, and you rip her apart for it.
Yeah, there's Mexicans painting houses.
Hold on, she was talking about some...
86% of the murder...
She was talking about some things that were going on in her neighborhood. We asked her some questions about it. Then she starts painting Mexicans as leprositic, murdering, dog-eating rapists that are, you know, coming across the border like Night of the Living Dead.
Hey, 86% of the murder suspects here in New Hampshire are white people. Maybe we
actually
should eject all the white people as well. You know, I mean, really, how it is... you know what? I don't care what your statistics are. It doesn't matter in the scheme of things where in the main issue is the freedom to cross borders freely. I mean, what you're talking about, you mentioned a police state. You want a police state, crack down on the borders. That's the way you're going to get a police state when people are kicking in business, when armed police officers are kicking in business owners' doors demanding to look at files, demanding to look at information about their employees. That's what we have going on in this country right now. We've got internal checkpoints in America right now, man.
So you don't see a problem when millions of Social Security numbers are kicked back to the companies that file them.
I see a problem with Social Security numbers, sir.
Yeah, I do, too.
Okay,
then what's the problem?
But that's just what I'm saying.
You have made a point, by the way, those millions of Social Security numbers that are getting kicked back.
Getting
all those people. Hold on. Stop it. All those Social Security numbers that are getting kicked back are from people that have paid into Social Security and are never going to get paid out from it.
No, some of those, I'm talking about bogus Social Security numbers.
How did they get the bogus Social Security numbers from those businesses?
I don't know. They make them up.
They're working at those businesses, and they made up those numbers, and they paid into Social Security, and they're never going to get that money out.
Right, because the number's bogus.
Because they would rather work here and pay our crappy taxes, all that overhead, and still take home what they can.
Thanks for the call, Chris. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
You can't convince them. You cannot convince them. All the facts in the world do not convince them.
Well, because their lines on their invisible lines are very important to them. And you're not within the invisible lines on the map that says Arizona or Texas, Mark, so your opinion doesn't mean squat to these people.
Mexicans are a marauding group of dog-eating, leprositic murderers and rapists. I've heard everything now.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Jimmy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Jimmy, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I don't know. He also eats seagulls. Serious? Worked with a guy, saw it in person.
I've
go fishing on the Oregon coast.
Thank goodness. Those things are pests. I'm all happy for that.
I've seen a black man.
We'll just shoot some seagulls, scoop them up with the net, and take like chicken. And I said, I don't need to know.
I saw a black guy eat a seagull once, too.
Well, I'm sure, given the right situation, I could probably get through it. I mean, my cat eats mouse pudding every day.
Seagulls are like the rodents of the sky. I have no problem with them killing seagulls and eating them.
Well, yeah, that was irrelevant, but that was just a point. No,
yes.
Really, point was,
yeah?
Yeah, I had a customer whose dad and grandfather came over from Italy as barbers.
Mm. Okay.
And they were so proud. They started a shop, and they were so proud that they had their stuff framed in the window that they had passed their test. And I think that's what some of these people are trying to relate to you, that they used to have little tests, and those people knew more about the Constitution and the government and civil liberties and everything else than just about 95% of the college kids do now.
I would say that that's probably true, but what you're talking about is the citizenship test. That's in order to become an American.
Right.
And people don't walk out of the boat on Ellis Island and take the citizenship test. They don't know our government when they get here. They don't speak our language when they get here. And that's, I'm talking about the case of the Irish or the Italians or whichever immigrants you're talking about. People often, generally, when you're talking about large migrations of people that come here, they didn't speak the language when they came off the boat.
Jimmy, shouldn't people
have learned it?
99% of people didn't, but the point is,
shouldn't people be free to come here and not be citizens?
What you're missing is there was a situation in place at those days, even 25 years ago, even the Vietnamese people, there was a way for you to learn and acclimate.
That's fine. I have no problem with that.
Wanting to learn and
if people want to become a citizen, they should be able to go through that process. But if they want to stay here in the meantime, they should be able to do that too.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.